what's been the issue over the last couple games against Indy that they've kind of been the Achilles heel in a way?
You know, they definitely capitalized on one mistakes, of course, and they're a good explosive team. You know, they generated a lot of explosive plays during the game, and they turned them into points. So we just have to make sure we can minimize those big plays and keep them out of the end zone.
I was going to say, how do you solve that this week?
You know, you just take the game plan and trust that. That you trust that the coaches put together, and you try to execute that at a high level.
How does T.Y. Hilton always seem to be open?
Well, you know, I believe they have plays designed for him, you know, to get him the ball in space, whether if it's deep, and that's more often than not, and sometimes when they go underneath, and maybe he can create something after catching the ball.
Is he just very difficult to cover? He's not very big, and he's lightning quick?
Well, yeah, he's a good player. He's very aware of what he has to do as far as going into his routes, and sometimes he finds his way up to get open.
Is tackling a real problem with this team right now?
You know, we have one game, which is our last game of bad tackling, so I really wouldn't say that we're a bad team or you can't tackle because you didn't do it one game. So I'll definitely say we have the people here capable of tackling, and we'll get that done.
What stands out about Andrew Luck?
A lot of things. I say the first thing is that his presence in the pocket, and also how comfortable he is with the offense and changing the play at the line of scrimmage. And then again, the biggest thing about him is he can create something out of nothing.
Sip, you were noticeably frustrated in London. How motivated are you here to get this thing right the last 6 weeks?
Oh, I'm definitely motivated. You know, put a challenge upon myself, as everybody in this locker room did. And I think you can expect big things from everybody here.
Was there a lot of self-evaluation over the last week and a half or so?
Yeah, definitely. I evaluated myself, you know, see what you're doing good, see what you're doing bad, try to improve the things that you're great at and get better at the things that you're weak at.